Americans are facing a record amount of credit card debt. With the weak economy, people are finding it harder and harder to pay that money off. The situation has left an opening for credit counseling companies, which help people put together plans to manage their debt. Joel Obermeyer reports now on one of the most controversial companies, Ameridebt.
A couple of years ago, Chris Davis was in trouble. A period of unemployment had left her and her husband with about $10,000 in credit card debt. Chris found a job with a movie studio in Southern California, but they were barely making their payments. Then the couple saw one of Ameridebt's television ads.
Every day, Ameridebt helps more people with money problems. We're a nonprofit organization offering free consultations and solutions to consumers seeking to eliminate their debt.
The message was simple. Ameridebt would contact credit card companies on their behalf and negotiate lower interest rates than they could on their own. They would make one payment each month directly to Ameridebt, which would use that money to pay their accounts.
Even though we were paying less per month, we would actually end up paying the debts off more quickly than if we paid them directly to the creditors.
Davis says an Ameridebt representative told her not to worry if her credit card companies called her the first month because they were still negotiating. But after a few months, the companies were still calling. Davis says she sent Ameridebt nearly $3,000 over 3 months, and none of it showed up on her credit card statements.
Where before we had always made our payments on time and we were current with everything, we now had a problem with being 3 months overdue on every single one of our credit cards. We had to declare bankruptcy because there was no other way for us to get out from underneath being behind so many months.
Tales like that one are not new to Edward Johnson. He's the president of the Metro Washington Better Business Bureau. Ameridebt is one of the largest companies in the burgeoning credit counseling industry, and the Bureau has given it an unsatisfactory rating. In his office, Johnson has a stack of complaints about the company that is 2 feet high. When he lays them out, they cover his conference table.
Within the last roughly 12 months, the number of complaints that we receive has more than quadrupled.
Many complaints are about the money the company charges. For example, Ameridebt's standard contract calls for the company to keep a consumer's first monthly payment and $20 to $70 a month after that. Ameridebt is careful to call the payments voluntary contributions because some states prohibit nonprofits like Ameridebt from collecting fees. Some consumers say Ameridebt's phone representatives don't fully disclose the charges it collects. In addition, they complain the company loses payments and makes processing mistakes. Edward Johnson.
The net effect of this is that as opposed to bringing down the debt of the individual consumer, in some cases consumers claim that their credit is ruined and that the amount of debt actually increases rather than decreases.
But Ameridebt says these complaints are isolated incidents. Jeff Formulak, the head of Ameridebt, says the company is ready and willing to take care of any clients who feel they were treated unfairly.
If you take the number of clients that we've helped and look at the number of complaints, it's very, very, very small. There's more than 75,000 clients on our program. That definitely shows that we're doing something right.
Formulak says the company will still help people who refuse to pay its initial and monthly charges. Formulak says the company monitors its phone representatives to make sure everything is disclosed. Still, the Ameridebt complaints have drawn the attention of government officials like Eric Friedman, who is with the Office of Consumer Affairs in Montgomery County, Maryland, where Ameridebt is based. Friedman points out that Ameridebt's nonprofit status means some key state regulations don't apply, and Ameridebt makes money in two ways, consumer charges and commissions from credit card companies. Eric Friedman.
Well, I think it's designed to make money, even though it's called a nonprofit. There's no question about that. They are designed and they are set up to enroll as many consumers as possible.
In the year 2000, Ameridebt took in $31 million in revenue. More than 40% of it was paid to a for-profit payment processing company controlled by Andras Pucky, husband of Ameridebt's founder, Pamela Schuster. Friedman says this kind of relationship shows Ameridebt is trying to funnel money to company insiders. Formulak says Andras Pucky's company won the contract based on normal business considerations.
Ms. Schuster had absolutely nothing to do with it. The decision was made after her time.
Consumer advocates say problems at Ameridebt are symptomatic of problems elsewhere in the credit counseling industry. For decades, credit counseling organizations behaved like social service agencies, providing personal counseling as well as debt management help. But the consumer advocates say that has changed. In the last 5 years, the industry has seen major growth among companies that seem more interested in marketing than providing advice. Travis Plunkett is with the Consumer Federation of America. He worries that the influence of the aggressive wing of the credit counseling industry is likely to increase further.
Congress is on the brink of unleashing over a million new debt-choked people into a system that is vulnerable to exploitation by profiteers and scam artists.
What has Plunkett's attention is new legislation to overhaul the bankruptcy laws that could come up for a vote this year. Both the House and Senate versions say people who want to file for personal bankruptcy must first talk to a credit counselor. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.